players ready, play. Well, it's the night of the 23rd of March, 2024. I'm in Miami, Florida, USA, on the east coast of America. And I've set myself for this tournament, and I can say that the hard work has paid off. I had to buy in the first round and then played Laszlo Dear, who beat Coleman Wong in the first round in straight sets, although it was a pretty tough match, 7-5, 7-6, so it wasn't an easy win for him. And Laszlo Dear was exactly the sort of match that the 15th seed was looking for. He's a good player, top 30, plays his preferred surface, but I knew that there was things that I had to watch out. I've played him before, and there was things that I had taken away from previous matches. I knew that he likes to control points. He's assertive and will pull the trigger early. His forehand is his weapon, especially down the line. And the other thing is he loves the drop shot, absolutely loves it. Not only does he love it, he's very good at it too. So you've got to be very aware of that. But I went into this match switched on from the start. Laszlo probably wasn't expecting my level of intensity. I gave him nothing. I made him play everything. I ran down everything. I gave him no free points. And my aim was to dominate the match, to dictate terms, which is something that he would want to be doing himself. But I wasn't going to do it in a way that I was giving away points. So it was a real concentration, focus on what I need to do. So that was my mindset. I went in, I broke early, which was very helpful. That gave me the affirmation that I was seeking, that I was playing well. As a result of which, I think it rocked him a little bit, and I was able to race through the first set on my terms, 6-2. So that was a very good start. Second set was more even, and you'd expect that. But, you know, it was one of those situations where, you know, I probably had more opportunities to break. He would hold on and, you know, avoid that and, you know, save the majority of my break points. But the weight of numbers actually told eventually in my favour. So whilst I gave him a couple of opportunities for my serve, and he actually broke me once, I was able to break him a couple of times and take the set or the match 6-2, 6-4. So there was a very good start. And more importantly, I felt well. I felt comfortable. I felt like I was in control. I was quite pleased with that match. We're back here in Miami, and I was saying that I'd beaten Laszlo Dear in the first round. I was very pleased with that, which meant that I came up against Francisco Cerundolo, who's an Argentinian, seeded 20. Again, a good player, but would prefer a clay surface. You know, he can play on hard courts by all means, but clay is very much what he would rather be playing you on. And I took that positive mindset from the first round, or my first round, into that match. Focused on starting well, giving nothing away. And it worked well again. I broke early and then I broke again. So I actually raced through the first set 6-1. There's two matches in a row that I've been in control in the first set. That hasn't always been the case this year. So I was very pleased with that. But as you'd expect from all professional players on the tour, they bunker down. Lose a first set, they will then do what it takes to stay in the match. And that's what happened here. And we're basically concentrated on our serves, held serves, and found ourselves at 5-5. I was still feeling pretty good. But then I have to say, it's been an issue of mine this year. Lose serve late in the set. It's a poor trait, I have to say. I think I've become a little too conservative. I think about the outcome. I don't think about the particular points as we go. And all of a sudden, he breaks serve, holds serve, wins a set, and I find myself a set all. And then, you know, in a contest that's on the line. So I'm playing Francisco Cerundolo of Argentina. We're a set all, but I was absolutely determined I'm not going to lose this set. I will not lose this set. I will do whatever it takes to stay in this match. This set for me is season defining, and he'll have to beat me. I won't give it away. And what happened? He broke me once. I broke him once. Both of us provided very few opportunities to the other, but we took them, took, you know, the few opportunities. So it was hard fought, and I was pretty focused. As you know, I consider I was hard and focused, and he was tough and relentless. And it's one of those, what is it, irresistible force meets the immovable object or something like that. But anyway, but we basically came down to the tiebreaker, and that's what professional tennis is all about. These, whoever's going to win was going to win by very fine margins. So not only was it set all, not only was it six all, but we battled through a tiebreaker and we're five all in the tiebreaker. So it was a question of who's going to blink first. And as it happened, I was able to get the mini break and to hold and prevail by the finest of margins. So 6-1, 5-7, 7-6 with 7-5 in the tiebreakers, as close as it can get. But gee whiz, I was pleased. I was absolutely pleased. I mean, I gutsed out a win. I was able to win in a tough contest against a good player, knowing what this tournament meant to me. I placed pressure on myself, and I see you tonight very content that I was actually able to perform. Now, the tournament is by no means over, but I set a goal to be competitive, and I feel that's been the case. I now get to play Alexander Zverev. I've played him a number of times before. Whilst I've beaten him, he's got a head-to-head record where he's beaten me on more occasions than I've beaten him. I mean, he's ranked, I don't know, four in the world or something like that. So he's a great player and in great form. But I see this as a great opportunity. I mean, I've set myself this tournament. I actually feel as though I have played two pretty good matches first up. Yes, I've dropped a set, but that was a little unfortunate. I think I know what the error was. I went into my shell when I should have been more assertive against Francisco Cerundolo. So I want to adopt the mindset that Zverev and I are equals and the best player on the day will win. I'm by no means to scout myself from winning. So I'm looking forward to the match. In the meantime, for those who have been following the podcast, a couple of players who gave me really good hits leading up to the tournament was Brandon Nakashima, who lost to Tibilio and Roberto Badusca Agut, lost in the second round. But a couple of players that have beaten me in recent times, Kepler and Seabeth Wild, have both got through their second round matches. Seabeth Wild has actually beaten Taylor Fritz, which is an excellent win for him. But at least I take some heart from the fact that the people I've lost to in recent time have actually still performing very well on the tour. But it's an interesting tournament. There's been a couple of casualties already which you wouldn't expect. Holger Rune, Jack Draper, Fritz, of course, Rublev, Tsitsipas and TFO have actually all lost before this time. So that's interesting comment. Until I play Zverev, I'll take the opportunity to say thanks for your company, but more importantly, thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.